With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump addressing a massive rally today in Pennsylvania. The former president asking supporters to vote the Democrat incumbents out of the White House.
Americans are ready to be free from Kamala Harris. Do you know that whenever I use the word Harris, everybody says, who's Harris? They have no idea who Harris is. That's true. They have no idea who's Harris. But Kamala, and to reclaim the future that is rightfully yours, you're going to reclaim it.
And he says President Biden's exercise of foreign policy has been the exact opposite of what global situations have demanded.
How about Afghanistan? Most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. Everything they've touched. Even now he's telling Israel, everything he said to Israel was exactly the opposite.
Kamala Harris today made campaign stops in Michigan and Georgia. Also at SRNnews.com, Charles de Ledesma reports France vows support for Ukraine's plan to end the Russian invasion.
France's Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot has pledged his support for Ukraine's plan for ending the 2.5-year war with Russia, adding he'll work with Ukrainian officials to secure other nations' backing for the proposal. Unveiled by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky earlier this week, the so-called Victory Plan hopes to compel Russia to end its invasion of Ukraine through negotiations. Barrow's visit coincided with a prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine late Friday night under a deal negotiated by the United Arab Emirates. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian government officials say a video purportedly showing dozens of North Korean recruits lining up to collect Russian military fatigues and gear aims to intimidate Ukrainian forces. This is SRN News. Evangelicals talk about sin. Here's Michael Harrington.
A new poll from Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research asks the question, what is sinful? Amongst evangelicals, defined as people who hold traditional Christian beliefs about God, the Bible, and salvation, 96% say adultery is a sin. 87% think racism is a sin, and 86% believe viewing pornography is also sinful. However, the poll also reveals that only 76% of evangelicals say it's a sin to swear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates are raising alarms about proposed legislation that would increase the power of Islamic courts in Malaysia. International Christian Concern says if the bill passes, it could lead to a situation where religious authorities have the final say on a wide range of issues, from personal relationships to public policy. That would be bad news for Malaysia's small Christian population. More online at srnnews.com. A major brush fire in California.
A fast-moving California fire fed by strong winds burned at least two homes Friday and damaged several others in a hillside neighborhood in the city of Oakland, where hundreds of people were ordered to evacuate before more than 100 firefighters stopped the progress of the flames. Crews arrived as the inferno quickly grew, with winds ranging from calm breezes to 40-mile-per-hour gusts during red flag conditions. Red flag warnings were issued for fire danger from the Central Coast through the Bay Area and into northern Shasta County, not far from the Oregon border. I'm Julie Walker.
Striking workers at Boeing will vote next week on a new offer that could end a walkout that has lasted more than a month. Boeing and the union representing striking machinists said Saturday they've negotiated a new proposal that would raise pay 35% over 4 years and includes upfront bonuses. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.